The more we use our love-given power of reflection, the more we recognize that it's obvious we don't need the nation-state system to organize ourselves globally around the activities we want to get done. And the fact that we've ceded to the statesman that power means, as the world is structured by the design of the global statesman, that they want to keep us as children, this being the easiest way for them to ensure we remain obedient, continue doing what they tell us. We've seen that Paul's and Jesus's method of decommissioning the state would free us from this mindset by opening our hearts and minds to true authority, to love, and that it was critical, therefore, for the global statesman to derail them and their method, which it did by constructing Christianity on top of it, thereby reconfiguring the context of the teachings so as to erase or nullify its message of love as the sole authority over our lives. Sex was central to how they did this. Through the manipulation of Paul and the use of the sexual temptress as agent to sow divisions within the unions of disciples, resulting in the need for him to preach against fornication, as it caused discord and disunity among those separating from the state. Fast forward 2,000 years, and with the help of the Christian church and other made-safe-for-power religions, over the course of millennia, the honest expression of one's sexuality became a matter of shame and associated with sin, distracting us from and robbing us of thereby the inherently radical, evolutionary, anti-state message and method of Jesus. And it's startling when you actually read Paul and you think about what he's saying. The Roman emperors did too, by the way. They thought it through. It's almost amazing they let him live for 20 years. The anti-state message and method of Jesus, of love, by means of Christianity as institution and the misuse of Paul.